What did you learn about your game after a year playing with Spikes and Mayo?
Definitely learned a lot. You know, I learned a lot whenever I first came in, and I learned a lot during, and then even now, you know, learning, you know, just little smaller tricks, you know, things from Mayo, Pep, you know, the whole linebacker core as a whole, you know, we're all pretty close. I mean, we all work together, so, you know, we all just kind of take tips and trips from everybody.
At any point this season, had you kind of set some personal goals that maybe now you've had a chance to look back on and see that you were happy with some things, maybe not happy with other things?
You know, I didn't really set aside any, you know, real personal goals, you know, just to try to go out each week and, you know, try to be a little bit better. You know, that being said, you know, I learned a lot about myself last year. I know some of my strengths, and I learned a lot about some of my weaknesses, which are some of the things that I'm working on now, you know, trying to get it done in training camp, mini camp before the season gets going.
What's the biggest difference, even just early on in the workouts, that you've noticed between year one and now year two?
I want to say the biggest difference was probably you know, the work ethic now. You know, the first year in, you know, you're trying to push so hard to, you know, keep up with everybody else. But now, you know, it's more of a pace thing, you know, knowing the things that I need to work on. You know, the upper body, the flexibility, the hamstrings, the, you know, all the little small things I learned in the first year that I'm paying more attention to now in the second year.
Some of the young guys have sort of looked up to you now, and you're, even though you're just a second-year guy, what do you tell some of the rookies coming in about how to make it through their first year?
You know, the most important thing is about, you know, your body is your temple. And so, you know, those guys have been in here and they've been, you know, they've been working hard. You know, their legs are tired. You know, just the cold tub, the massages, the you know, the little attention to details, the small things, the little nicks that you got to take care of before, you know, before training camp. And you don't want that, you know, going all the way through through the season. So, you know, just small things like that they haven't, you know, picked up yet on.
Knowing what it's like to be a rookie linebacker, only here, talk to Jamie Collins at all, had a chance to meet him?
Yeah. You know, me and Jamie actually hung out the other night and watched the basketball game. You know, he's a real cool dude. You know, he works hard. You know, I don't think he's going to have a problem at all, you know, jumping in and fitting in. You know, whether if it's a linebacker or a defensive end or wherever he's going to be at, you know, I feel like he's going to bring, you know, athleticism and versatility to the team. And, you know, that's what we got him in.
What was your biggest piece of advice when you started?
Just pick out, you know, a mentor and just do everything they did. You know, that's the biggest thing. Once you have somebody older, you know, you just copy whatever they do, you'll be fine.
How much more comfortable after a year with the playbook and defensive schemes and everything do you feel a year later?
You know, we haven't really jumped all the way into that right now. You know, but as far as, you know, just watching film, I feel a lot more comfortable now. You know, it's a lot easier to jot. A lot easier to digest now, you know, with a different terminology and different schemes and things. But, you know, this year, I feel I'm going to be a lot more comfortable. You know, it happened in college, and I'm hopefully it's going to happen this year where I'm a little bit more fluent, you know, on the field, let my instincts flow, and, you know, just learn the playbook a lot better.
A quarterback was here once said, "I didn't know what I didn't know. That's how much I didn't know as a rookie." Is that the case? There's so much you thought you knew, but you didn't then?
I wouldn't say it was so much of that. I think it was more or less of you know, just trying to fit in and try to do my role. You know, not trying to be the rookie, not trying to be the leader of the team or trying to make sure everybody's doing everything right. You know, just knowing my role is to stop the run. You know, come in, hit, stop the run. That's my role. And you know, I'm trying to graduate a little bit more from that, you know, try to become a little bit more of a leader. You know, not necessarily the, you know, the Vince Wilfork's or the Mayo's, but, you know, just one of those guys that, you know, everybody kind of looks up to and, you know, sees the work ethic.
You're a young player. Can you see yourself as a team leader, the team leader someday? Because these guys will eventually get older.
You know, this is going to be down the road, hopefully. You know, hopefully Tom and Vince and Mayo's going to be here for a long time. But, you know, if I was ever asked to have to step up and do the role, you know, I'd be honored to do that.
What does this defense have to do to get better this season?
Honestly, I don't really know how to answer that. I mean, whatever Pepper and Matty P and Bill and everybody, whatever they draw up, we're going to do it. So as long as we go out and do whatever they ask us to do, that's the best we can do. You know, just to be a better ball player, let my instincts flow a little bit better. Again, knowing the playbook a little bit better so I can move a little bit more fluently. You know, hopefully that'll help me disguise and help me play a little bit better. You know, just trying to get out there and bring what I brought from college back here. You know, again, just the biggest thing for me is just let my instincts play for me.
Bill Belichick has spoken about your versatility a lot lately. Is that ever kind of intimidating or overwhelming having to take on a number of different roles on the team?
I feel honored to do that. You know, whenever they asked me to do it in college, I was happy to do it, and especially here, you know, with Coach Bill Belichick and, you know, all the athletes that we have around here. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I'm glad I'm here is I can do multiple different things. And, I mean, the more you can do, the better you can do. And, I mean, that's always something that's been said here in New England. So, I mean, whatever they ask me to do, to rush, to cover, to tackle, to block, whatever they ask me to do, I'm more than willing to do it.
They released Kyle yesterday. You realize that this is a rough business. Tough business.
Yeah, it's business. I mean, and it's definitely that. But you know, I don't think Kyle's gonna have a problem, you know, getting anywhere else. I mean, he's a great player, and I look forward, and I look for the best for him.